Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis 18b, and we're in the very bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Comes the Gemara and tells us, Tan Rabba and Rabbi Son Sarbais across Serugin. We said that if you read the Mishnah discontinuously, meaning you read a little bit now and then a little bit later, Yotze, you are going to be Yotze. Serusin lo Yotze. But if you read it out of order, then you are not going to be Yotze. Now comes the key line. Rabbi Muna Omer Mishim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Muna says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, af b'seirugin, even in the case of reading the Megillah, starting and stopping, discontinuously, imsha k'dei ligmor eskul, if you pause the amount of time that it takes you to finish the entire Megillah, chozer la rosh, and you have to go and start the Megillah again, and that is going to be a problem. Amar Rav Yosef, halacha ker muna shamar misham Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha follows the shita of Rabbi Muna. Amar le'abai l'Rav Yosef, when we're saying this halacha, k'dei ligmor eskul, when we say that it's the amount of time that you would need to finish the entire Megillah. That's how long the pause is that would make you need to read the whole thing again. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about from the time where you passed till the end, meaning from whatever you're up to, however long that would take, or we're saying however long it would take for you to finish the entire Megillah from beginning to end? That's how long the pause would need to be in order to make you repeat the whole Megillah. So Rav Yosef answered Abai and said, no, it's reading the Megillah from beginning to end. Because otherwise, every single person is going to be different, and that's not really a good shir. There's no way to really measure that. Now comes Gemara and continues a machlokus on this discussion. Amrei Yabba, Amrei Yirmi, Baraba, Marav. Halacha Rabbi Muna. The halacha is like Rabbi Muna. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, "Ain halacha Rabbi Muna." The halacha is not like Rabbi Muna. Besura Masnuachi and Sura, they taught which we just said. Pumadisa Masnuachi, but in Pumadisa they taught it as follows, just different names to the people who have their shitas. Amarav Kahana, Amarav halacha Rabbi Muna. The halacha is like Rabbi Muna. Shmuel, Amar Ain halacha Rabbi Muna. That the halacha is not like Rabbi Muna. Rabbi Masne, Rabbi taught the reverse shita. Rav Amar Ain halacha Rabbi Muna. That the halacha is not like Rabbi Muna according to Rav. Ushmuel Amar halacha Rabbi Muna, and Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Muna. Again, Rabbi Muna is the shita that says that even if you're going to say a little bit now and a little bit later and a little bit and a little bit, that's going to be a problem if you paused the amount of time that it would take you to read the entire Megillah. So now, how do we know that, like Rav Bibi said, that Shmuel is really the one that's the Machmir Shita that says that we do hold like Rabbi Muna? So I'm revealing the code to Rav Bibi Biyadach. You should take the Shita of Rav Bibi to Shmuel who dechayish le'ichidai. That Shmuel is the one who says the more Machmir Shita when it comes to how an individual should act. What does this mean, and why do we think that Shmuel would say this? It's not because we learned in the Mishnah Yevamos, Shemeres Yavim Shekidei Shachav Esachosa Mishum Rav Yudah Meseira Amru Omrim Lo Hamtein Ad Sheyaseh Achicha Hagadol Ma'aseh Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yudah Meseira. So a little bit of background over here. So when it comes to Yevamos, when it comes to Yibam, the halacha is that if you have a married couple and the husband passes away and they have no children, so then the brother or the brothers of the chassan who passed away now either have to do Yibam and remarry this woman, the wife of the deceased, or they have to do Chalitza, they spit in the shoe, and then they are going to be free. Now, there is a machlokes, what the connection between the wife of the deceased, and the brothers are before anything happens, before there's any Yibam or Chalitza, is there what's called Zika, a connection between the two of them, and what the status of the Zika is going to be. So Rabbi Yehuda Meseira is of the Shita that, let's say, now one of the other brothers wants to get engaged to one of the other sisters, they can't do this yet until a Yibam or Chalitza happens, because there is some sort of connection. It's as if they're still married to this wife of the deceased, and to have the brother marry the sister, that's going to be a problem. The Rabbanan disagree, and they say when there's more than one brother, there's no specific connection between the wife of the deceased and any of the brothers. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira is the more machmir shita, and we see Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, so it makes sense that Shmuel is generally the one who goes more machmir, even when they're going against the Rabbanan, even though it's the minority view. So too, by our case, it would be Shmuel who holds like Rabbi Muna, as opposed to Rav, who would disagree with Rabbi Muna, and therefore, what would come out is that Rav would hold that even if you pause the amount of time it would take you to read the entire Megillah, you do not need to repeat the whole thing. But Shmuel would say that you do need to repeat the whole thing. Good. Continues the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Hishmit Bas Sofer Osios O Psukin. That, let's say there was a scribe that missed letters or psukim from the Megillah, Ukrana Kori Kimitorgman Hamatargim, and the reader recited them like a translator who's translating, meaning he did it by heart. Yotze, you are going to be Yotze. Ask the Gemara Meis, Vehayuba Osios Mishtush Taos Omekoraos, Imri Shumanikar Chervim La Psua, that if there were letters in a Megillah that were partially torn, so if they're recognizable, then the Megillah is good, and you're allowed to read from it, and you're going to be Yotze. But if not, then it's possible, and you're not allowed to read from that Megillah. So what comes out from here is the previous price, which told us that if it's a totally messed up Megillah and you're fixing it and you're saying it along, you're going to be Yotze if you said it by heart. How could this possibly be? If we see that if it's messed up, then you're not allowed to go and be Yotze from that Megillah. So answer the Gemara, Lo kasha haba kula haba miktasa. When the entire Megillah is not legible and it's going to be a problem, that's when it's not going to be Yotze, it's going to be possible. When it's only part of it, then it would be okay. Continues the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Hishmid baha kore pasagacha lo yomar ekrezku. So if a person is reading the Megillah and they missed one pasuk, you don't say, oh, I'm just going to continue to read the rest of the Megillah, v'yachar kach ekra oso pasuk, then I'll come back to this pasuk at the end. Ela kore mi oso pasuk ve'elach. Rather, go back to that pasuk which you missed, and then go from that pasuk all the way to the end. Nichnas lemeis ha'knesses umatzu tzibor shekarao chetzel. Let's say you came late to Megillah reading and you found they're already halfway done the Megillah. Lo yomar, don't say to yourself, ekra chetzel metzibor, I'm going to read the second half of the tzibor, v'yachar kach ekra chetzel, and then I'll go back and read the first half afterwards. Ela kore oso rather, he must read it from beginning to end. Good. Then the Mishnah had told us, Misnam Neim Yatza, that someone who reads the Megillah while half asleep, you are going to be Yotze. So, what does it mean, half asleep? Amar Ravashi, Nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir. It's like you're asleep but not asleep, awake but not awake. What does this mean? The karuleva ane, that if someone calls your name, you could say, huh, yeah, I'm here. V'lo yada ladure svara, but you can't say anything of logic. You can't give any sort of svara because you're not fully awake. V'chimat karule midkar, and if you're reminded of something that happened during that time, you would remember, but again, you're not fully there. So I think we can all relate to what exactly that means. Then the Mishnah told Zaya kosva dorsho magia, that if one was writing a Megillah or learning out the text of it or correcting a Megillah, im kivin libo yatzav echol, that if you had in mind to go and be yotze through that, then you're going to be yotze, but otherwise not. So hey, chidami, what's the case? Ida kamisad psuka psuka. If we're talking about a situation where you arranged each pasuk in your mind by reciting it by heart, and then you wrote it down, ki kivin libo mayhave, how can you possibly be yotze even if you had intent to do so? Alpehu, this is saying it by heart, which we said is not going to be good. Ela de kasav psuka psuka vekarile. Rather, the case must be where you wrote each pasuk down, and then you read each pasuk after you wrote it, and that way you are reading the Megillah, and if you had in mind to be yotze, then you're going to be good. Asking more of me, yotze, are you really going to be yotze in such a case? There's going to be a machlokas we're going to see in just a little bit on the next daf about where you have to start reading the Megillah from. Some say you need to read the entire Megillah. The other shittas say that maybe even just starting from Ishihudi, when we introduce Mordechai, that's going to be enough. But according to each of these shittas, you need to have a full Megillah in front of you in order to read it and be yotze. Over here, if you're writing it pasuk by pasuk, that's not going to be good to be yotze. You're not going to be yotze in that situation. So even if you were writing down pasuk by pasuk and then reading it, so you don't have the issue of saying it by heart, but you're not going to be yotze because you need to have a full Megillah in front of you. So what's the case? Ela demancha Megillah kame. Rather, you have a complete Megillah in front of you, the karole mine psuka psuka, and you're saying one pasuk at a time, and then you're writing over a different Megillah, copying from that first Megillah. So you have an entire Megillah, you're reading it, and then you're saying each pasuk over as you're writing down a second Megillah. And in that way, if you have in mind to be yotze, then you are going to be yotze. So let us say that our mission supports the ruling of Rabba Baruch Hanan. Adam Rabba Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Aser Lichtov Osacha Shalom in Aksav. That it's Aser to write even one letter in a sefer, in a scroll of Tanakh, unless it's written and copied over from a text. So we see over here that it must be a case where you're copying it over from a text, so that way you have a full Megillah in front of you and you're copying it over into writing another Megillah. So we see that this supports that sheet of Rabba Baruch Hanan as well. Comes to the Gemara and rejects this proof because Dom Abdis Ramilei Isra Muye. No, maybe our mission is talking about a case where a complete Megillah happened to be before him and he happened to copy from it, but it's not necessarily required by law. So now the Gemara is going to go into a side point about this halacha of making sure that you're only writing Sifrei Tanakh when you're copying it over from other ones. So Gufa, that it's forbidden to write some of the Sifrei Tanakh unless it's being copied over. Meisvei, is this really true? It once happened that Rabbi Meir went to go add an extra month to the year. He went to go do some work in Asya. Megillah, and there was no Megillah there to read on Purim. Ksava mili bokra, so he wrote one out from memory and he read it. So we see from here that he wrote a Megillah, even though he wasn't copying it over from a kosher Megillah. So how's he allowed to do so? Rabbi Abo, shiny Rabbi Meir. No, Rabbi Meir is totally different. Kaim bei va'afapecha yashiru negdecha, because the pasuk says, and the pupils of your eyes shall look straight in front of you. And the Gemara explains what this means. Amar li Rami bar Chama Rabbi Yirmi midifti, my va'afapecha yashiru negdecha. Amar lo, so he said back to him, Eilu divrei Torah, this is referring to divrei Torah, Dixiv behu hasa'if einecha bovei'inenu v'afi uhachim yushar asein eitzel Rabbi Meir. Because we see this pasuk is teaching us that Rabbi Meir knew Kol HaTorah Kula so well, so of course he's going to be an exception to the rule. He can write it over by heart. He doesn't need to copy over the text because we're not worried that he's going to make a mistake because everything is so clear to him. But if this is true, that Rabbi Meir is really the only exception, and that someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kula is going to be fine to write these things over without copying it over, we have a following story though, which seems to imply the otherwise. Rav Chista, Ashkechei Rav Chananel, to have a kasav svarim shalom and aksav. Rav Chista found that Rav Chananel who's writing Sifrei Tanakh but not copying it over. So Amar Leis, we said to him, Ruya kol tarakuli kasev al picha. Look, you really could write over the entire Torah because you have a photographic memory, you're a genius. That you're not allowed to write even one letter unless it's copied over from a text. And the Gemara learned that. From the fact that Rav Chista told him that you could really write over the entire Torah because you know it all. So it seems that he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and he totally could have written it over from memory. V'har Rabbi Meir Kasav, but he was still not allowed to. How can we allow Rabbi Meir to do it, but we can't let Rav Chananel to go ahead and do it? So answers the Gemara, Shasad Chak Shaini. No, it's different when we're in a pressing situation. Rabbi Meir was in a place where there was no Megillah available to him, so it's going to be totally different, whereas Rav Chananel was not in such a situation. Comes Gemara and says, Abaye Shara L'Debei Bar Chavu L'Michtav Tfilin U'Mizuz Shalom Anaksav. So Abaye allowed the members of the Bar Chavu family, who were tefillin merchants, to go ahead and write tefillin and mezuzah, not from the text. Kiman, so whose opinion is this? Well, Kiyai Tani goes by the following Tana. The Tani, because it's Tana Braisa, Rabbi Yirmi Omer Mishum Rabbeinu, tefillin and mezuzah, nechtavu shalom and aksav. That tefillin and mezuzahs are allowed to be written even if they're not being copied. Vein Tzrichin Sirtut, and they don't need to have etched lines on the parchment. Vehilchsan halacha is tefillin ain't tzrichim sirtut. That tefillin do not need this sirtut. Mezuzahs tzrichim sirtut. Mezuzahs do need these etched lines on the parchment. Edvd nechtavu shalom and aksav. But both tefillin and mezuzah, they're allowed to be written just by memory without copying from a text. Why would this be any different? My taima migras grisin, because their contents are fluent, meaning people know these partials by heart, so therefore we're not afraid you're going to go and mess it up. So that's why it's going to be allowed in that situation, and that's why Abaye allowed these members of Bar Chavu to go ahead and write these things by heart. So this is Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.